AI agency writes LinkedIn posts for executives. In this week's first $1,000 segment, you're going to meet a resourceful freelancer who uses ChatGPT and other language models to create a one-stop shop for executive LinkedIn posts. And this is pretty funny, right? Because if you ever use LinkedIn, you see all kinds of posts from people, and they're written in this odd format sometimes. It's this weirdly business slash motivational format. Some people call it broetry, like bro poetry. Well, learn how this person landed their first paying client, built a monthly subscription model, and turned AI-based writing into a no-code content agency. Some interesting stuff here. We talked a couple weeks ago about Pinterest, this person who's making, I think, six figures posting pins on Pinterest. And I said, what a world we live in. Well, what a world we live in where you can use AI to write executives' LinkedIn posts for them. And they're going out and inspiring people, I suppose, you know, like at least their employees who follow them on LinkedIn. So let's talk about it. How did this person make their first $1,000 and beyond? This is Sean from Provo, Utah. Let's hear the origin story, perhaps a tip or two for somebody else out there as well. And then I'll be back at the end with a few words of wrap up. Passing the mic now over to Sean.
When I first stumbled upon ChatGPT, I was messing around, asking it to rewrite movie plots and generate silly social media captions. But as a digital marketer, I realized something bigger. A ton of executives want consistent LinkedIn posts to build their personal brand, yet they're short on time or writing skills. I had a friend in the tech industry who complained about needing to post more regularly on LinkedIn, but never had an extra moment to plan or write content. I offered to experiment. Let me try using AI to generate posts that sound like you. After a few test runs, I discovered I could use ChatGPT to create rough drafts, then manually tweak them for style and branding. I called my new adventure AI Thought Leaders and designed a package structure. The basic package offered 4 LinkedIn posts per month for $200. The pro package included 8 posts and an engagement strategy for $400. Finally, the custom tier offered a full content calendar and multi-format content starting at $800. Most people gravitated towards the pro package because it gave them enough content to stay visible, but also without breaking the bank. To kick off, I scheduled a 30-minute chat with each client to understand their voice, industry terms, favorite phrases, personal stories. Then I used those insights to build structured AI prompts tailored to their tone. To find clients, I posted about the service in a few LinkedIn freelancer groups and reached out to contacts, pitching it as a done-for-you LinkedIn presence. I also offered 2 weeks free test posts in exchange for feedback. Within a month, I had 4 paying clients, all on the pro tier. That meant $1,600 a month in recurring revenue. My first $1,000 came a lot quicker than I expected, too, just from refining AI drafts. To stay organized, I built a workflow. First, clients submit updates via a Google form with any personal or company news. Second, I feed that info into ChatGPT using detailed prompts tuned to their style. Thirdly, I manually refine each draft to clean up awkward phrasing, fact-check any claims, and add a bit of flair. Finally, I schedule the posts using tools like Buffer or Hootsuite to hit optimal engagement times. There were some bumps along the way. Sometimes ChatGPT hallucinates stats or made up names, so I had to fact check everything. Tone consistency was also key. Some clients wanted formal posts, others more casual. It took careful prompts and human edits to preserve that uniqueness. A few clients also were wary about AI and privacy, so I created a basic NDA and made sure not to feed private details directly into prompts. By month 2, I had 6 recurring clients and 2 more trying out the service. With most paying $400 a month, I was pushing $3,000 monthly. I tracked engagement metrics and shared wins with clients to reinforce the service's value. Now I'm exploring premium options like LinkedIn ads or website updates. But even without that, I've built an actual agency all around AI.
Hey, Sean, thanks for sharing the story. We definitely see all these different people posting businessy stuff on LinkedIn. And some of it does seem strangely AI written. So now we know that it's you behind it. Well, it's just kidding. It's actually not Sean behind most of it. There's just a wealth of it. So there's probably other people doing this as well, but I haven't heard of anybody doing it so systematically. Way to spot a need or at least a market, whether people need, you know, inspirational content on LinkedIn from CEOs. That's an open question, but we're not here to discuss that. We're here to discuss how people see a market and fill it, right? So again, good work, Sean. Listeners, thanks for being out there. Let me know what you're working on. Any ideas, any questions, any successes, failures. We just like to look at everything here on the podcast, bringing you daily episodes. This was 3,103. Coming to a new month shortly. I'm excited to bring you a bunch more stuff coming up. Thanks for being out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.